Hi there, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green here. Very excited about our guest today. Very. Her name is Jennifer Toothaker, lead for the planning team at the Tucson Department of Transportation and Mobility. Jennifer is passionate and excited about all that's being done in our community, and her passion is contagious. Jennifer, so great to have you with us. Thanks for being here. You have lots to share. So tell us about Move Tucson. It's a big deal, and I want you to share with us what you can about, are we moving Tucson?
We sure are. And thank you so much for having me. I am excited and passionate about the work that we're doing. You know, our department is named Department of Transportation and Mobility because we work to help move Tucson. We're getting you from here to there as part of your daily lives and getting the goods you depend on to you. And right now we're engaged in the first ever long-range 25-year transportation plan that the city's ever done. And that's what we're calling Move Tucson. And it ties into our Tucson Complete Streets policy and Complete Street Design Manual with intention. We're engaging with the community to make sure it reflects people's input and priorities, even now with the pandemic. It did provide some hurdles for us to work through. We've done a much larger digital and online campaign than we anticipated. But we have an incredible group of volunteers on our Complete Streets Coordinating Council, which is a committee focused on our transportation initiatives, who are our partners in making sure we have reflected the needs in our community in Move Tucson, that we have the right projects, that we're considering the right Complete Streets design approaches, and that we're applying the right formulas that are really rooted in equity and sustainability to prioritize our projects into the future. And these all help make way for investments. And, you know, some of the really stellar ones that I'd like to point out is we have voter-approved programs called Building Safer City, Better Streets, which is a sales tax-funded program. And we have a bond program, Tucson Delivers Parks and Connections. We have staff members helping build and create innovative connections for our community. And we also were recently awarded an FTA grant to support land use planning along a 15-mile segment of future bus rapid transit or streetcar that'll connect all three of our regional transit centers and the airport. Mayor and council also recently approved free transit. So for free, you can ride the bus, which was something we started in the pandemic, but we're going to keep it free moving forward. So these are all some really exciting things that are happening in our transportation world, and I'm pleased to be able to be here and share about them.
And that is wonderful. That's why I love listening to you, because it's a lot and it's good news, and it makes me feel really happy about things moving forward in these very challenging times. To connect, you can go to tucsonaz.gov/TDOT, and you can check out past episodes of this program at kxci.org. on the Mrs. Green's World page, and we'd love for you to check us out and see what we're up to at mrsgreensworld.com. Thanks, everybody.
Support for KXCI and Mrs. Green's World is provided by Philibom Professional Painting, a locally owned and operated company providing journeyman-level craftsmanship for residential and commercial painting services. Philibom Professional Painting is proud to use long-lasting, low or zero VOC products for water conservation and less environmental impact. Reviews and more information about Philibom Professional Painting is available at p3-az.com or at 203-7310.